today we gave a media presentation about some of the things that we're trying to do offensively and defensively, and then some of the ways that we're trying to improve the team this offseason. What I thought we'd do is I'd go through some plays on offense, talk to you about a little bit about that. Then we've got some defensive plays, and then kind of about a little bit about what we're trying to get accomplished at this time of year and where we go from there. And Coach Burns was in today. He said I looked a lot better now that it's not during the season. I look a lot younger, and so we'll go here. But, you know, when I get all these questions about why is this guy not doing this or why is not getting that, so now I'm trying to show you exactly why and what he knows he has to do as well. You're going to run to 15 yards, and he's going to stop and come right back down the stem, and the ball should be thrown to the outside. Because some of these are all, well, this guy, if that. You know, I've talked to us quite a bit this offseason about not having these kind of issues where everybody is exactly on the same page, where, all right, here's where the set is. And it doesn't always come out that way, but this is what we're trying to get done. I've asked a lot of the players when we're doing these meetings what they think about it, and they all think it's good. But one of the things that they mentioned to me is, you know, they get a different perspective when they get to think about the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball and the things that are going through everyone's minds during the course of the game, and then they can think about it a little bit differently than just, you know, as a defensive end or a corner or something like that. You see a lot of people playing bump and run. Come on, Jeff. And they'll do this stuff, and they'll end up in this position, and then when the guy releases, now we're like this, and we're running down the field. When this happens, it's a 50-50 proposition. There's pass interference. These great receivers go up and get the ball. This is what I like to do. I like to teach and, you know, and get in front of a group and talk to them. And when I was up there doing the bump and run stuff, I felt like I was at a clinic. I don't know if you've ever noticed, like if the ball's right here, I always try to stand as far back as I can and still be in the box, because I want to look at it like I look at it in practice. The quarterback has to throw the ball before he gets out of the break. This kind of is my setting where I feel comfortable with the players and asking them questions and seeing. A lot of times I ask them questions to find out what they know. How often do you know when it's a run or a pass? And he said, probably 75%. And I said, well, if I could call a game that damn good, I'd probably be in Canton. I said, so you need to let it, when you know what it is, let it loose, you know. But he would look for things like the offensive lineman's heel. Is it on the ground? Is it up? Is it turned out? Is his eyes here? I mean, he would find all these different tips. It's still doing what the players can do and what they can learn. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that I've learned over the course of time is that it's not what I know, it's what they know. The guys on the field, you know, I can think I know what's going to happen, but, you know, once the play comes out in the formation, they look at the tips of whatever tips they're looking for that week. They have a better idea than I do. Yeah, go ahead.
Are there ever times where you just grade the coaching staff and say, that was a really stupid call by us and the players accountable and we were in the wrong protection or the wrong?
Of course. I do it about 60 times a game. That was the dumbest call I've ever made.